This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Penguin Ed's Barbecue, offering catering services for parties or events of any size at either your location or one of the banquet rooms at the Mission and Weddington restaurants. Various catering packages available. PenguinEds.com.
Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on Ozarks, Governor Mike Beebe, Walmart, and Redmond & Associates come together to announce new jobs headed to Northwest Arkansas. And John Brown University in Siloam Springs continues to move ahead with the establishment of a nursing program after the announcement of a $6 million gift.
We'll also find out why glue has an important role in the latest exhibit at the Fayetteville Underground and get an idea of the deep connection between a church and the city of Bentonville.
First, Bentonville aldermen tonight will consider an ordinance allowing bars and restaurants to apply for on-premises alcohol consumption permits. George Spence, Bentonville city attorney, says in practice, the permit is very similar to the private club permits currently held by many establishments in the city, but with a few notable differences.
You would eliminate the membership requirements and all that that are currently out there. I would say this is the impetus behind considering, and I would anticipate passing this, is it is favorable to the business owners in that they are no longer going to be required to go out and buy the liquor that they buy from a retailer. They can buy it wholesale, and they'll be able to have it delivered rather than having to go pick it up.
Another benefit for businesses buying liquor wholesale is they are not required to pay retail prices, as they are with a private club license. Changing city code to allow for on-premise consumption rather than private clubs will result in a loss of roughly $165,000 of annual revenue to the city by eliminating private club fees and other associated taxes. However, Smith says the city would benefit by removing some of the burden from business owners.
Making yourself more competitive, the city is, for new restaurants who want to locate here. So I think those are the advantages. And the permits really don't generate much income. There is a gross receipts tax, or I guess it's called a supplemental tax, that goes along with a private club. We could impose that under the on-premises consumption. I don't think we're going to do that now. There's nothing prepared to impose that supplemental tax.
Spence says after some discussion, city leaders decided not to implement the supplemental tax for on-premises consumption at this time, meaning the 5% supplemental tax currently being paid by private clubs would go away. The city's authority to pass an ordinance allowing on-premises consumption, otherwise known as liquor by the drink, came after the Arkansas General Assembly this year passed a narrowly tailored law that gives cities in Benton County that power. Last month, Rogers Alderman passed an ordinance similar to the one being considered tonight in Bentonville.
The city of Springdale last night held a public meeting about the Southwest Springdale Overlay District Master Plan. Ozarks at Large spoke with Perry Webb, president of the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, last month about the plan, which was known previously as the Interstate 540 Overlay District. He said the master plan, which is for the area south of Highway 412 and west of Interstate 540, has been under development for the better part of the last decade and included a number of feasibility studies and, most notably, the construction of Arvest Ballpark. Webb says the master plan is a crown jewel of sorts for developing that quadrant of Springdale.
And the fact that we are now formalizing some ordinances that will guarantee a high level of construction quality, will give protection to the landowners that are in that region so that their investment and their property will be protected somewhat from a bad use that could drive down their investments. And then thirdly, it gives as much flexibility to the landowners as possible. And landowners that are out in that ballpark area can do absolutely nothing for the next 50 years. There's nothing that's going to force them to do anything. At the same time, if they want to sell their property, if they want to develop their property, it'll be worth more when they get ready to do it.
The plan for the overlay district includes suggestions for a handful of different types of development in the area, including entertainment districts, retail, medical and office facilities, and high-density multifamily residential and single-family residential areas. In addition, Webb says there are relatively few individuals who own the roughly 1,200 acres in question.
And the magic of it is, at this point, we don't have any landowners involved who are doing speculative type of development. We're not going to have somebody from Timbuktu come in here and put a development together with the hope of turning a profit in 6 months and leaving town with the money. These people that are out there are the foundation of our community, and they're going to continue to be that way for many, many years.
The master plan could be adopted by the city council later this month, though it could take years for large-scale developments to be put in place and for the master plan to be fully realized. Infrastructure work is already being done to better connect the area with the rest of the city of Springdale. One such project is the construction of the interchange at Interstate 540 and Don Tyson Parkway.
There is more street construction taking place this week in Springdale. Starting today, lane closures will be in place on Highway 71 and 412 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Those lane closures will extend between West Randall Wobey Lane and East Don Tyson Parkway on Highway 71, and between South Thompson and South Pleasant Streets on Highway 412. According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, those closures are necessary in order for crews to perform routine maintenance to the street's driving surfaces. The closures are expected to last through Thursday, and locations of the lane closures are expected to change throughout the day.
ExxonMobil is now demolishing two homes in Mayflower that have oil trapped beneath their foundations after the March oil spill. Company spokesman Aaron Strike calls it an effective and efficient way to ensure any remaining oil is removed. He says demolition at the two sites will take close to 2 weeks.
Because what they're going to do is remove all of the debris and then excavate all of the contaminated soil, replace it with clean soil, and then do grading and sodding of the lot. So it'll essentially be green space by the time we're done.
The house's former owners sold to Exxon as part of a compensation plan. Exxon officials say they are in discussions with the owners of a third home in the neighborhood with oil underneath to see if demolition is appropriate and if it would even be an option. The oil giant says it will conduct air and seismic monitoring around the homes being taken down. Meanwhile, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has begun testing sediment samples from the cove and main portion of Lake Conway to see whether any heavy oil sank to the bottom.
Though the partial federal government shutdown continues in Washington, the Arkansas National Guard has begun calling back some furloughed employees. As part of the Pay Our Military Act signed into law last week, most of the Arkansas National Guard's 738 dual-status military technicians and civilian federal employees are being phased back into duty. However, some dual-status personnel will remain furloughed, as will the 294 state employees of the Arkansas Military Department. The Pay Our Military Act also does not restore funding for inactive duty training for the state's nearly 10,000 National Guard troops.
Clear and cool tonight. Lows in the lower 40s in northwest Arkansas, around 47 tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny with highs from 75 to 79 tomorrow. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows from 47 to 53.